Of our discussion of Hilchos Tefillah, I wanted to spend a little time discussing the Amira of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed, which we add to Kriyat Shema. And based on a Gemara in Pesachim, Adaf Nun Vav Amud Beis, which tells us a whole story about Yaakov and the Shivtei Kah in Parshas Vayechi, it's our minog not to recite the Amira of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed out loud, but rather in a silent whisper within the framework of Kriyat Shema. And the Gemara tells us the story that Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayechi was afraid that maybe there's some sort of a psul amongst Zaro, and therefore when the Shvatim completely in unison cried out and declared Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, meaning Shema, listen, Avinu Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we have no doubts, we're totally committed to the unity of God. Then Yaakov Avinu opened up and he recited Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed. It's not part of the parish of Kriyat Shema, therefore we say it in a silent whisper. It's a little bit interesting that the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Samach Tes Amid Beis tells us that the people of Israel, when they stood in the Migdash and they heard the vidui of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, the Kohen Gadol would pronounce the Shema Meforash, the ineffable name of God, which he read in the vidui when he opened up and he said, Ana B'Shem, and he recited the Shem Kiksavo, the people would respond in turn, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed. This took place on an annual basis on Yom HaKippurim at the time of the Vidui the Kohen Gadol, but Dafka in the Beis HaMikdash. And this is based on the Pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Godel Elokeinu. We find in Shulchan Aruch, Dafka not in Hilchos Tefillah, but in the halachas of Yom Noraim, of Yom HaKippurim, that it's paskin that on Yom Kippur we recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso out loud, B'kol Ram. Take a look in Simon, Tav Resh Yud Tes, Siv Beis. The Marsha in Pesachim, on the Gemara about Yaakov and the Shivtei Kah, says that when the Shvatim declared Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Yaakov responded Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed, equating this as the Marsha does, just like the Gemara in Yuma regarding the Kohen Gadol pronouncing the Shema Meforash Kiksavo, the people responded based on Kishem Hashem Ekra V'Gadol Elokeinu Baruch Shem Kvod, so too Yaakov responded Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso when the Shivtei Kosh recited Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It seems from the Marsha that when the Shivtei Kah recited the name of God, they pronounced it as the Shema Meforash. That's a little bit odd, if that's what the Marsha is trying to convey. How could the Shivtei Kah recite the Shema Meforash outside the Beis HaMikdash? The only heter to do so is within the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, within the framework of the Vidui, the Kohen Gadol, Yom HaKippurim. But leaving that question on the side, I don't know the answer to that question. What I'd like to understand, in light of the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch that we mentioned in Tav Resh Yud Tes, what is the difference between Yom HaKippurim and the whole year round? How is it that on Yom HaKippurim, unlike the year round, we have the minhag and the heter, the license to recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed out loud? And I believe that the source for an understanding of this whole distinction between the whole year round Yom HaKippurim is the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Vayeschanan, in the Parsha of Shema Yisrael. And the Medrash Rabbah states as following: B'shasha Ola Moshe La Morom, when Moshe went up to the heavens, to the celestial spheres, Shamal Malachi Ashores Sheir Omrim La Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the angels on high would recite a Shira Takodesh Baruch Hu Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed. Moshe apparently wanted to adopt and imitate the Amira, the Shira of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Vo'ed, Vahorid Osa Li Yisrael. And he brought it down and taught it to the people of Israel. The Medrash says, "V'loma ein Yisrael omer moso b'farhesi." If Moshe in fact brought it down, why don't we declare? Why don't we recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso publicly, out loud? Rabbi Asi lema hadavar dome. What it would be like? It could be likened li echad shegon of kuzmin mitov palterin shel melech. The Mefarshim explain it's like someone who steals a chefetz na, some object of value from the king's palace, and nusna lo liishto. It's something that his wife could beautify herself, some sort of precious jewel, but it was stolen goods. He gives it to his wife as a gift. The Omar Lani, he tells her, Al tiskashti bo b'farhesya. Don't wear this publicly. El besof beisach, only in your private bias, in the confines of your home. And so too, in the Nimshal, where Rav Asi is conveying is that even though Moshe wanted to imitate, and he wants Klal Yisrael to imitate what the Malachim do, their singing of Shir on high, Baruch Shem Kod Malchusei L'Voed, if Klal Yisrael would do so before Hesia, they would be stealing, they would be usurping the private domain, the private possession or property of the Malachi Asharis. This belongs to the heavenly spheres. Then the Medrash continues, and the Tur quotes this Medrash in Siman Tafresh Yutes, the Siman that we mentioned earlier. And it says the following, Avol b'yom ha-kipurim, shem nikiyim kemalochei ha-shores, heim omer moso b'farhesya, baruch shem kavod malchuso li'olam v'et. There's something special, unique about Yom HaKippurim, and we are allowed to, in a sense, publicly display a possession, something cherished from the Malachi Asharis that we took from the heavens on high. That's the Amir of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. We can recite it for Hesia because we are Nekiim Kvod Malachi Asharis. But it seems from the Medrash that the issue with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso in reciting it down here on our earth is Befar Hesia. In other words, since this declaration of Baruch Shem belongs to the upper spheres, to the spheres of Malachi Asharis, if we use it privately, so to speak, that's okay. But publicly, before Hesia, that's prohibited. We know that Malachim recite Shira HaKadosh Baruch on a daily basis. And that Shira is called Kedusha. For that Kedusha, you need a Madrega, the special level of Kedushas Malachi Asharis. It's their Kedusha that allows them in the heavenly spheres, in that close, intimate relation to Almighty God, Bas Baklaria, Hameira, close up, they can recite Kedusha. Their Kedusha reflects their special status, their special closeness and intimacy in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore they can recite that Shira, which is called Kedusha, on a daily basis in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch. Yet, if that is the special domain and possession of the Malachi Asharis, if the Kedusha reflects the special Kedusha of Malachi Asharis, how is it that we, Klal Yisrael, do recite Kedusha? As a matter of fact, we do. The Mishnah in Megillah and Daf Chav Gimel Mibbeis establishes that Ein Dovrish of Kedusha Pachos Mi'asara. We see that there is a Dovrish of Kedusha. That just like the Malachim recite Kedusha, so too we down on earth recite Kedusha. Yet, the Kedusha, that song of praise to Hashem, requires Asorah. What is the heter? What is the license that we have to recite Kedusha? And not only that, Asorah, meaning the Farhesia. Doesn't the Medrash say that when Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to imitate the Malachi Asharis, according to the Mashal of Rav Asi, Al Tiskashti Bo B'Farhesia, and yet we recite a Dovrish Kedusha, something that's unique to the Kedushas Malachi Asharis, down here on this earth, Klal Yisrael reciting it Bifar Hesia, Bifnei Asor. And in the Sefer Dovev Meisharim of my father Zichron Levracha, he dedicates a couple of paragraphs to this issue. It's Reshut Zayin, Reshut Ches, he continues on Reshut Tes. He quotes a Pirkei de Rabbi Elezer that Moshe asked, and he received permission for the Malachi Asharis to recite Kedusha. In other words, the Shira of the Malachi Asharis is a Dovrish of Kedusha. It needs the Tulas Rishus. You can't just recite a Dovrish of Kedusha. In fact, even the Malachim are notably Meshus Zela Zela Haklish Yotzim Nachas Ruach. They too needed a Tilus Rishus. Moshe Rabbeinu, in order to bring the Amiras Dovash Mekdusha down to the earth, needed a Netilas Rishus from the Malachi Ashores, and he requested so. And the response of the Malachi Ashores was very magnanimous. They allowed Moshe's Bakosha, they granted Moshe's request, they gave, in fact, Rishus, and therefore we were permitted to recite a Dovash Mekdusha even before Hesia. And we're not stealing. It's not al tiskashni bo b'farhesya. It's not a gneva. We're not usurping because the Malachi Ashores gave us permission. If this be the case, then we can now begin to understand the Iser to recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso out loud. What does out loud really mean? It doesn't mean out loud as far as the decibel level. It doesn't reflect how loud it is, the volume level. But rather, out loud means public. It means b'farhesya. Privately, you want to yell out Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso at the top of your lungs, do so. There's nothing preventing you. But we cannot recite it before Hesia. Why is it that privately we are allowed to recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, but publicly we are not? What is the difference? And the answer is that in a private realm, in the Yachid, he's not reciting Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso as a Dovash B'Kedusha. He doesn't need any Netilas Rishus. But when he recites Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, glorifying, praising God, a Shira, a song to Hashem, and he does it before Hesia, then that Shira to Hashem becomes a Dovash B'Kedusha, which is Miyuchad, which is designated as the sole private domain of the Malachi Ashores. It is a reflection of the Kedushas Malachi Ashores. And therefore, to say, to recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, we all avoid out loud, meaning before Hesia, that would be Al Tiskashti Bo before Hesia, violation of a Dovash of Kedusha which never received Rishus. There was Rishus for a Dovash of Kedusha, but we never got Rishus for Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, we all avoid, as the Medrash says in Vaschanon, to recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, we all avoid before Hesia, would be like the Ganov, who says to his wife, Al Tiskashti Bo before Hesia, because what you're doing is, you are now imitating the Malachi Ashores and stealing, usurping something that's genuinely theirs, uniquely theirs, by reciting Shira to Hashem b'Farhesia, which becomes a Dovash B'Kedusha. You don't have that Netilas Rishus. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Levad is not being recited as part of a framework of a Dovash B'Kedusha. So that when Moshe Rabbeinu got Rishus for a Dovash B'Kedusha, that's only Kedusha. He didn't get a Rishus for Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Levad. That they never gave him Rishus. Now, let's ask a different question. How is it that we recite Kriyat Shema before Hesia? We recite Kriyat Shema publicly. We declare the oneness of God. And that, as we saw in the Gemara in Pesachim, is a great declaration of the oneness and the Yichud of Hashem. That is a song. That is a Shira. That is a praise. And it's not being said in the framework of a Dovash B'Kedusha. Why isn't that considered usurping the Malachim, the realm, the private domain of the Malachi Ashores? And the answer is that we don't need permission to recite Kriyat Shema because it's a parasha in the Torah. It's part of Torah Shebichsav. We have the right to recite Psukim in Torah Shebichsav whenever we want to learn the Torah Shebichsav. It's not being recited as a song of praise. It's not a Dovash B'Kedusha. We're not usurping the role of Kedusha Samalachim. We are reciting Kriyat Shema as part of Torah Shebichsav. We may add Kriyat Shema into the Musaf on both Shabbosos and Yomim Tovim. Then Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad becomes integrated into the Kedusha. It gets upgraded to the status of a Dovash B'Kedusha. And therefore, it's incorporated into the general Netilas Rishus that Moshe received for a Dovash B'Kedusha. Because that Rishus for Dovash Kedusha now extends to incorporate Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad as well, insofar as that's injected into the framework of Kedusha on Shabbos, on the Musaf of Shabbos and Yontif. But Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso is not part of the framework of Kedusha, Therefore, it doesn't come under the Netilas Rishus of Dovash B'Kedusha. If we recite it publicly, what heter could there possibly be? What license do we have to take a Shira Takarish Baruch Hu Baruch Shein Kvod Baruch Hu Solem Voed and recite it publicly, giving it the gushpanka, the status of a Dovash B'Kedusha, but it's not really a Dovash B'Kedusha. It's not included in the Netilas Rishus of a Dovash B'Kedusha. And on the other hand, it's not part of the Torah. It's not in the parish in Torah Shebichsav. There's no limud Torah on Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso. So therefore, it remains a song, and a song that's not integrated to the framework and the nusach of a Dovash B'Kedusha. Therefore, we may not recite it out loud. What do we mean by out loud? Out loud means b'far hesya. You want to do it privately, scream it. But b'far hesya, we would be usurping the domain of Kedushas Malachi Ashores. Since it's not a Dovash Kedusha, it's not included under the Tilis Rishus of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's Geneva, it comes under Altis Kashtiba Bifar Hesya. It's a Geneva Mibeso Shel Melech. And therefore, in Heter Loma Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso Le'olam Voed B'Tzibur, it's got to be Balachash. Balachash means that there's no permissibility, no license to recite Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso Bifar Hesya. And therefore, we never recite Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso B'far Hesya, except for Yom HaKippur. And the question is, what happens on Yom HaKippur? And here, the Dovei Meisharim, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he's quoting the Rav Zichron Levracha, says that we have to understand what happens on Yom HaKippurim if we really have a beer, if we have an insight into what's the special status of Yom HaKippurim. The question is, Yom HaKippurim, Kishmo Kenu, is the day of Kapara. We experience the atonement, the Kapara power of the Tzumo Shel Yom. But how do we experience it? How does it come about? And the answer, the secret to unlock this mystery, is the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol opens up his Vidui with the words, Ana B'Shem, or B'Shem. Kaperno, etc. In other words, what the Kohen Gadol is reciting, what he's declaring, is that the Kapara is brought about B'Shem, meaning through the Shem, through the Koach of the Shem, through the divine effort, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Koach of Hashem is bringing about the Kapara, is an action, an effort on the part of the divine being of Kapara, to be Mechaper. B'Shem means with Hashem, with the power of Hashem. To effectuate the Kapara, the Kohen Gadol has to invoke the name of Hashem. And which name of Hashem? The ineffable name of Hashem. The unspeakable, unpronounceable, Kiksivaso, the Shem HaMeforosh. And that's how the Kohen Gadol declares on Yom HaKippurim that the Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, with a capital H, the Chvod of Atzmo, will be the Mechaper. He will bring about the Kapara for Klal Yisrael. And the Kohen Gadol completes his Vidui and recites the Pasuk, Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem mikol chatoseinu. On this day, you God, or yechaper, he God with a capital H, will be mechaper for all your sins. God will bring about the kapara, and then he concludes with the three words in that same pasuk, lifnei Hashem titara. With these three words, the Kohen Gadol is in effect turning to the people of Israel. You stand in front of Hashem, lifnei Hashem titara. Come close to Hashem. And he is the Mechaper. He with a capital H. When the Kohen Gadol pronounces the name with a capital N, the people respond, Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Elom Voet. Why? Because Havu Gadol Elokeinu. The recitation of the ineffable name of God represents his presence with a capital H. He is here. He is close. And we are standing in front of him. And therefore he is Mechaper on our behalf. It's Lifnei Hashem Titaru. That's the essence of Yom HaKippurim. The Kapara power is inherent in Hashem, in the shame of Hashem, which is invoked by the Kohen Gadol. Lifnei Hashem Titaru, we are standing Lifnei Hashem. That's the level, that's the special status of a Jew on Yom HaKippurim. He stands together with Klal Yisrael Lifnei Hashem. And that's what I think, if I understand the Dov Beisham correctly, the tour in Simon Tafresh Yutes that we read before means, when he says, Havol B'Yom HaKippurim, what is the heter? What gives us license to recite on Yom HaKippurim, Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Elam Voed out loud? And not only that, out loud, Bifar Hesya, Shehem Nikiyim Kemalochi Ashoris. on Yom HaKippurim, the people of Israel recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Befarhesia. What is that nature, this heter miyucha, this special permission to recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso and Voed Bekol Ram, meaning Befarhesia on Yom HaKippurim? The answer is that on Yom HaKippurim, the amira of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso and Voed is hofeches, it converts itself, it transforms itself, it takes on the status of a Dover Shebekedusha. The whole year round, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lamvod is not a Dover Shebekedusha. It's not injected and placed within a framework of a Dover Shebekedusha. There's no Netilus Rishus, and therefore had we recited it as a quasi-Dover Shebekedusha, we'd be usurping the Malachi Ashores, it would be a Gneva Mibeis HaMelech, it would be Altis Kashni Bo Befarhesia. But on Yom HaKippurim, our recitation of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lamvod becomes, in and of itself, a Dover Shebekedusha. And why? Because we're standing with Hashem. Because we are Malachi Ashoris on Yom HaKippurim. On this day of Yom Kippur, when we stand with Hashem, and we are Malachi Ashoris, our Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lamvod becomes identical with the Shira, the daily praise and song of the Malachi Ashoris in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam in that close Lifnei Hashem relationship, and therefore Baruch Shem Kvod becomes a Dover Shebekedusha, exactly like the Shiras HaMalachim Lifnei Hashem. And that's the heter, the special heter of Yom HaKippurim, to recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso B'kol Ram even B'tzibur. It's a Dover Shebekedusha. We are exactly the Malachi Ashoris reciting song in front of Hashem, just as the Malachi Ashoris are allowed to do so, we are allowed to do so. We as Malachi Ashoris don't need a Netilus Rishus once Baruch Shem becomes a Dovash Mekdusha as a result of our status of Lifnei Hashem, our status as Malachi Ashoris. And I think this powerful idea could be enhanced by two Chidushim that I saw. One is from the Vilna Gaon, and it's based on a Sugyan Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. And the other Chidush has been expressed by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Emes LiYaakov, and perhaps reflected and echoed by others. Let's begin with the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga, Yud Gimel Amid Beis, raises an apparent contradiction between two Psukim in Tanakh. Yeshayahu HaNavi in Perek Vav describes the surrounding angels around God, and Yechezkel does so at the beginning of Yechezkel, but there's a discrepancy in their descriptions, in their respective descriptions. According to Yeshayahu, Sheish Knofim, there are six Knofim, the six wings, if you will, and Yechezkel describes Arba Knofim, only four. What's the difference between Yeshayahu and Yechezkel? The Gemara answers, Lo kasha, there's no contradiction. Kan, bizman she beis hamikdash kayim. Kan, bizman she ein beis hamikdash kayim. It means that there are two historical periods. One is before the Churban of the Bayis, and one is after. Before the Churban, we have the full glory and the majesty of God, surrounded as it were by Sheish Knofim, the full six. After the Churban Abayis, Yechezkel was after the Churban, then we have Nismatu, Kanfei, Hachayos, and it's down to four. The Gemara goes on to ask, Hai Minayu Imut, what was reduced? Omar Rav Hananel, Omar Rav Oson, Sha'omrim Shira Behem. In other words, the Knofim recited, were used to recite Shira, and that Shira was somehow diminished as a result of Churban Abayis. It's no longer the same ability to see God, to sing His praise, and it's reduced by two. Now, there are six before the Churban Abayis. These six reflect the six words in the Pasuk, in the saying, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lamvod. This is, as we saw earlier in the Medrash Rabbah in Dvarim, this is the essence of the song of praise of the Malachi Ashoris. And the number six represents Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Lamvod. These are the Sheish Knofim on the Chayis HaKodesh. And this was what Moshe saw and he fell in love with, he wanted to imitate it, bring it down to the earth. So we have the six words in Baruch Shem, and those correspond to the six knafim of the Chayos described by Yeshayahu and Navi before the Churban HaBayis. On each one of the knafim, one word was written of these six words, and it was written in order. Baruch, Shem, Kvod, Malchus, Olam, Vayah. However, if you read those words milamala lemata, from Baruch until Vayah, what comes out is that in the middle, you have, let's say, you have two and two, the two words in the middle are Kvod Malchuso. The Kvod Malchus, Kaviyachal, is gone. It disappeared. In other words, when there was a process of diminishing the Knafim as a result of Churban, it was the two middle Knafim, apparently, that were taken away. And in effect, what was taken away are those two words in Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso of Kvod Malchuso. So you have Baruch Shem Liel and Void, but you don't have Kvod Malchuso. Says the Gaon in his commentary Avnei Elio, when we recite Yirotzel Fanech Lifnei Avinish Vashamayim Galei Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu Mehera, what this piece in the Musaf service is all about, Galei reveal Kvod Malchuscha, what we're praying, what we're yearning for, in terms of the kingdom of Hashem, the Achris Hayomim, the eschatological view that we pray for, we yearn for, it's Galei, please reveal that which is now hidden, Kvod Malchuscha. The Kvod Malchuscha is gone. It somewhere lurks in the shadows, but right now it's gone. And the Gaon ends his presentation emphasizing the Galei Kvod Malchuscha, and he says, Hu shnei knafim hem tzayim, v'yishlach lanu el yozach hulatov mishichenu b'meir v'yemenu amen. And that's how it's brought down in the Avnei Elio. This Chiddush of the Gaon appears in other places. I don't know exactly if it came before the Gaon or not. The Oev Yisrael that we've quoted in the past, the Apter Rav, quotes this Chiddush in the name of his Rebbe, the Rebbe Elimelech Milizhinsk. And apparently it might go back even to the Kisvei Ha'ari. And I cannot read to you the Kabbalistic language here, but one thing is clear. Chaser, he writes, Shtei Tevos Elu Mishisha Tevos Shal Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Olam Vayah. The Omar Mori Harav HaKadosh Rabbi Elimelech Sheshtei HaTevos HaChaseros Heim Kvod Malchuso. The Musaf of Yom Tov Mishal Shugolim, if I could add my own flair, that's the essence of asking for the Beis HaMikdash. What we're lacking in our observance, our celebration of the Gibel Regolim, the Mitzvah of Regal, of Aliyah Regal, is the Beis HaMikdash. That's what we're lacking. The Kedushas Regal is the Kedushas Mikdash, and we don't have it. So when we pray with a great feeling and a great fervor in the Musaf service of Yontif, Galei Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu, we're asking with the words Kvod Malchuscha to reestablish the Beis HaMikdash, as it were, at the time of Yeshayahu HaNavi, with the Kvod Malchuso, together with the other four words, so the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso and Void was complete. And this takes us back to Yaakov Avinu, who was the first to recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso and Void in this world, responding as it were to the Shem HaMeforosh, if the Marsha means that, of the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad, of the Shiftei Ko, when they declared Hashem Echad, it was Lifnei Hashem. Yaakov Avinu, together with the Shiftei Ko, was standing Lifnei Hashem. And Lifnei Hashem, you could have the Shira of the Malachim Basfaklaria Meir from a close, intimate relationship, a perspective of the divinity that we don't have on this earth. That's what Yaakov and the Shiftei Ko achieved. At that moment, we don't have it. They had it. They were like Malachi Ashores. We are not. For us, it would be like stealing and usurping from Malachi Ashores. And that level, says the Marsha, was the level of Klal Yisro when they heard the name of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash recited at the time of the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol on of Hashem. And as we said before, the people on Yom HaKippurim reached the level of Lifnei Hashem Titaru. And when they heard the name of Hashem and they were present, standing in the presence of Hashem, in that situation, the Beis HaMikdash, there was no usurping the Malachi Asharis. It was Baruch Shem for Malchuso on a level of Shiras HaMalachim of Adar Shem Kedusha Mamash. And what we're praying for, every Yontif, and certainly during the days coming ahead of us very quickly of Churban, the Bein HaMetzarim period, when we ask Hashem, we beg Hashem to replace the Beis HaMikdash, we're asking also to replace, to reinstate the Kvod Malchuso, that closeness between Shamayim Va'aretz, in which even the Aretz sees the Kvod Malchuso, is close and intimate, standing as it were, Lifnei Hashem. And if only we could have the Beis HaMikdash, we could have the Lifnei Hashem, and we could be uplifted to the point in which we could recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso and Vod Kvod Malchuso, like the Malachi Asharis, nobody would have a tiny tuss that we're stealing. It would be genuine, it would be from closeness, from intimacy, it would be Lifnei Hashem. And here I want to share with you an insight of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zichron Levracha, in his Emes LeYaakov, getting back to the episode of Yaakov reciting Baruch Shem, and he quotes a Targum Yerushalmi. The Targum Yerushalmi says, Inyan Shrei Aseres Shivtei Yaakov. The Inyan of the 12 Shvatim, the Shivtei Yaakov, Kulon Dechada, they all in unison, Amrin Shma, they recited Shma. Shma Minon Yisrael, listen to us, O Israel, meaning Yaakov Avinu, Avunon, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Chod. Ani Yaakov Avunon, the Omar, now look at this, here's a new twist. According to Talmud Yerushalmi, as opposed to the Gemara in Bavli, in Pesachim and Vav, what was the response of Yaakov Avinu when he heard the Shema Yisrael recited by the Shivtei Kah? The Omar, he declared, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach Li'olmei Olamim. So our Yehei Shmei Rabba is really a replacement, perhaps an Aramaic translation, if you will, of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayet. Otherwise, there's a contradiction here between the Bavli in Psachim and the Targum Yerushalmi. Says Rav Yaakov, Ehine, Ke'enza Matzinu B'sugis HaGmar B'Psachim Nun Vavam and Aleph, Amalo Bonav, Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Pasach Yaakov Yomar, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayet. He says, Ve'hine, Bi'arti refers to his Chidushim in Parshas Vaschanon in Shema Yisrael, and also his Chidushim in Sechta Baruch Zav Gimel, Di B'emes, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach Li'olam Olmei Amaya, Hu Targum, Shel Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayet. Fascinating. Whereas the Yerushalmi is reciting the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso in Aramit, in Aramaic, as a Targum, because he is a Targum. The Gemara is formulating the words as they were said in their original language, not with a translation, but in the original Lashon Kodesh and Ashuris, namely, Yehei Shmei Rabba Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, Levod, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, Li'ol Levod translates into Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach, Li'ol Levod Maya. Rav Yaakov points out one discrepancy between the two. El shechaser shtei tevos kvod malchuso. If you look carefully at the words of Yehei Shmei Rabba, you will notice, if you're meticulous about it, that two words from the original, if the original is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, but it are omitted. There's no translation of kvod malchuso. He says, ubiarti lefi divrei agra. He explains the omission of in the translation of the Targum of Kvod Malchuso based on the Gra that we saw before. Masha Omr Anu Omrit Vils Musaf Galei Kvod Malchus Chaleinu Mehera Al Pi Agmar B'Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis Sevizman Shein Beis Amigdash Kayim Yesh Chak Dalid Knofim Amalachim Velo Sheish Ubir Agra Shemea Sheish Knofim Shu Kneged Asheish Tevos Shal Baruch Shein Kvod Malchuso Tevas Kvod Malchuso Hatevos Kvod Malchusecha chaseros bizman hakurban. The anu mispalalim legili azeh. We in the Musaf service are praying, petitioning God for that gilui, the revelation, the restoration of kvod malchuso, the Beis Hamikdash. Says Rav Yaakov Lachem, kshetirgumu baramitli acharach kurban. Since the targum was after Churban Abayis, that you have to know historically. So when they were metargeting the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso and Vod of Yaakov Avinu, in the Medrash and the Targum quoted at the beginning of Parshas Vayichi, Tigmu Yehesh Mei Rabba Mevarach Beli Tevos Kvod Malchuso. They wouldn't allow themselves the luxury of adding to their translation the Shem Kvod, the Kvod Malchuso, because after the Churban, there is no Kvod Malchuso. So that's an interesting thing, that instead of translating Yaakov's words as they were recited, they took the liberty, the literary license, to omit two of the words in the translation because of Liachar Churban. Maybe it's a Kiyum of Avelus, of Zechel Churban, I don't know. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yutes Amid Beis takes on a whole new meaning. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol ha'one amen yehesh mei rabba v'chol kocho, korin lo gzardino. Why this big deal about yehesh mei rabba? Everybody knows the Gemara, it's posted in most shuls, they duplicate it on placards. You should be very careful about yehesh mei rabba v'chol. And there's a skula, there's a special power inherent in yehesh mei rabba, to bring about a Korin es Gzardino. Why is that so? And now, in the light of our discussion, we begin to see a new meaning and a new significance in Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Olam Vod. And in so, we therefore have a new significance to Yehesh Mei Rabba Mevarach. The Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Olam Vod as a Shiras HaMalachim, which we're capable of doing as a Dorash HaBikdusha publicly, only on one day of the year, was a reflection of the Gilui of Kvod Malchuso in the Beis HaMikdash. That's how significant the Kvod Malchuso is, and that's why it impacts on our cravings, on our petitions, on Gimel Regolim in the Musaf service, when we ask Hashem, Avinu Malkeinu Galei Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu Mehera. But now that the Yehesh Mei Rabba Mevarach is a translation, a duplicate of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuscha Aleinu, it's a great Shira. And it's a Shira in which we can now have a Netilus Rishus because it's integrated into Kaddish. Kaddish, insofar as it's a glorification and a praise to God publicly. We go back to the Mishnah Megillah that we started with, Ein Dovash Bikdusha Pachus Mi'Asara. Once we recite Kaddish in a public forum, Bifnei Asara, what does that Kaddish take on? What status does it take on? That's the status of a Dovash B'Kedusha. No, but you'll ask me, a Dovash B'Kedusha belongs to Malach Yasharis. Aren't we usurping and stealing their private possession, their private domain? The answer is nay. We're not doing so because Moshe Rabbeinu already received it until Shishus for Dovash B'Kedusha. So whenever we cite Dovash B'Kedusha within that framework, it's Malach Yasharis. Now we can understand how important it is for us to recite Yehesh Mei Rabba. What we're doing is, we're basically asking Hashem to reveal His glory. We know that now we're missing a piece of the Gilui Shechina that exists only in the amongst the Malach Yasharis, and down on earth existed before the Churban Abayis. It was Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusa, the full gamut with the Kvod Malchusa, the Gilui, and that's what existed before the Beis HaMikdash. We in our Dorash HaMikdusha don't have the chutzpah to translate the whole 9 yards and add a translation into Aramit of Kvod Malchuscha, of Kvod Malchuso, because the Kvod Malchuso belongs to that area, to that realm, to that period of time of Liachar Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We standing today, after the time of the Churban, don't have the right, we don't have the permission to do so. So we leave out Kvod Malchuso. And basically when a person says Yehesh Mei Rabba Mevarach, what he's really doing is, he is declaring, if he has the right kavana, that he wants to add to the Kvod Malchuso. We were created, the Jewish people, in order to be Megadel Kvod Malchuso, Kvod Shmo Agadol, in all the worlds. And that Ribui Kvod Shmo depends upon us. That's how great man is. Man has the impact on the cosmos in which he can be Megadel Kvod Malchuso. And therefore, if a person is on the level that what's in his neshama is a great vacuum that has to be filled, he feels an emptiness. He knows that the Kvod Malchuso is gone. And why is the Kvod Malchuso of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso gone? Because of the Churban, because of the reduction in the Knofim from 6 down to 4. Yechezkel doesn't see the whole picture. He cannot. It's after Churban. The Kvod Malchuso is no longer Begolui. It's never B'mechuso, it's B'kisu, it's B'hester. And if there's Hester, we want to ask Hashem with a great yearning, a plea to fill up this vacuum. Yehesh Mei Rabban Varach. We are dedicated to this aspiration, to be Mekadish Shem Shemayim in this world, to bring the Kvod Malchuso into reality. And we'll do what we have to do so the Beis HaMikdash will be restored and that Kvod Malchuso will be with us. And we will be able to be mamish like the Malachi Ashos with the Shir of Dovish Kedusha of Yesh Mei Rabbah with Kvod Malchuso. And a person who dedicates himself to that she'ifa, to that longing, to that craving, because he wants to fill that hole that he feels within him so deeply in his soul, such a person who wants to dedicate himself to Kiddushim Shemayim in this world is Korin Lo Es Gzardino. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a cheshbon with this person according to his hashpa of Kiddush Hashem in this world that he deserves, that he will have divine protection from din, always be protected from things that evil that could befall. He wrote something, if there Vinishrai may be his will, that we should fulfill this dimension of tefillah. We should recite Yehesh Mei Rabbah with all our koach, Bechol Kocha, as Rabbi Shimon Levi says. And in turn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Korea Gzardino of each individual and all of Kali Yisrael. Amen.